Proclamation number 3672, dated the January 31st, 1946. Antitrust. End. The spirit of the Antitrust has been in the world since Jesus Christ accomplished of his act of salvation. He has constantly attempted to undermine his act. He is always and forever fought just as followers. He is always and forever driven people into heartlessness. Thus he has actively opposed Christ's will and teaching on earth, partly by means of spiritually confusing people's thoughts and partly, in human appearance, clothed in a gown of knowledge and intelligence. The teaching of Jesus Christ was opposed by human teaching at all times which aimed to weaken it. Thus it was anti-Christian, and this has always been Satan's work, the work of forces from below which intended to cause people's desertion from God or to obstruct their way to Him. And this anti-Christian activity is steadily on the increase and will be blatantly self-evident before the end. Satan himself will be active on earth in human form, the Antichrist in person, whose activity will be extremely ominous for the whole of the human race. For he will initiate laws which aim to eradicate spiritually minded thoughts, which will prevent all spiritual endeavor and intent to entirely secularize people. And this will be the last work of the one who fights against God, for he will be transgressing the limit of his authority, which is relentlessly punished by God. The change of worldly events will be rapid. Extensive worldly changes will occur in short succession, and a ruling power will come to the fore by wanting to direct the state of affairs of all nations and, instead of order, will cause utter disorder. For his regulations will first and foremost apply to the suppression of all faith. He will find many supporters on earth, and that will be the sign for the end. For people won't resist it but will almost unanimously profess him, celebrate him as a hero and victor whose goal they acknowledge and consequently also support. And this will be the start of the most difficult time for believers. It will seem incomprehensible to them what is going on in the world. It will seem incomprehensible to them that God's love and patience allow His most sacred name to be slandered and ridiculed and Jesus Christ's followers to be ostracized and pursued in a most brutal way. Yet they penetrate the truth of the divine word evermore, which has predicted all this, and thus they also faithfully commit themselves to God's guidance. The Antichrist rages in a most frightening way. He dazzles people by the actions he implements with supportive strength from below. Satan himself works through him as the opposing spirit of the one who works in the living creations of love and faith, in people, who love God above all else and firmly believe in Him and thus have to suffer great adversities due to God's opponent. People will pay homage to him, they will erect altars, they will proclaim him as the Messiah bringing salvation to them, for he will achieve feats which will impress people, yet they will not be works of love but mere activities of arrogance and craving for power. He will work as a human being, try to explain his strength as human strength and oppose and deny everything that is divine, that points to and testifies of God. And his willpower will be rock hard. He will give orders, and anyone resisting his command will be destroyed by him. He will seek to prohibit all teachings of Christ, all knowledge of him and his act of salvation. He will try to drag everything through the mud and regally reward those who assist him in his quest against Christ, just as he, full of hatred, will also take actions against his followers. The Antichrist's stature will be recognizable by its external good looks, by his physical strength, for Satan conceals himself so as not to be recognized for who he is. And his extraordinary abilities will draw humanity's attention to him, there will be no end of admiration. He will reside on earth in external splendor and grandeur, in contrast to Jesus Christ, who lived inconspicuously amongst his brothers, devoid of all earthly possessions, with a love-filled heart for his fellow human beings. But the Antichrist's heart will be callous and unemotional towards all worldly hardship, and yet humanity will jubilantly applaud him, blinded by his external brilliance and strength. He will appear suddenly and unexpected at a time of utmost earthly adversity and, with strong hands, promise relief, seize power and authority without meeting any resistance, because people only pay attention to the harsh conditions on earth and ignore this hero's spirit, who will want to distinguish himself and, with the help of like-minded people, elevate himself as a ruler. And then the end will be near. For the resulting battle of faith will be the prelude to the entire work of destruction of earth. It will only last a short time, but with such intensity that it will require an extremely strong faith as not to succumb. Yet once again God himself will confront his adversary. For he is in spirit amongst those who fight on his behalf, and the Antichrist runs in vain against the bastion of faith. And he will fall from his throne into the mire of damnation. His government will not last long, but will cause unspeakable misery amongst the whole of humanity, which will predominantly support him and abandon all faith in God, which will believe his earthly implementations and will thus finally also share the damnation, for it will be subject to God's adversary and therefore also share his fate. And this will be the end. Jesus Christ will remain victorious and his church will continue to exist for all eternity. Amen.